Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Minnesota Senate resolution expresses concern over organ harvesting in China. Northern Ireland, petition signatures collected despite rain. 12 members of European Parliament issue declaration calling for investigation into forced organ harvesting in China. Finnish musician Anna Kokkonen talks about her song, The Golden Land. Information about World Falun Dafa Day and lawsuits against Jiang Zemin appear in public places in China. And, from ridicule to respect, a change in Chinese tourists in Paris, France. Now for the stories. Minnesota Senate resolution expresses concern over organ harvesting in China. The 89th session of the Minnesota Senate passed Resolution SF-2090 on May 20, 2016, expressing concern over persistent and credible reports of systematic state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners of conscience, primarily from Falun Gong practitioners imprisoned for their spiritual beliefs, and members of other religious and ethnic minority groups in the People's Republic of China. Similar state-level resolutions have been passed in recent years by Pennsylvania, Illinois, Colorado, Maine, and Delaware. Overcoming several challenges, the resolution took over a year to pass. The Chinese consulate in Chicago put pressure on the senators and sent mails twice, defaming Falun Gong and denying the brutal persecution in China. However, these actions put a spotlight on the persecution, and more people supported the practitioners in calling for an end to the inhumane crime and bringing the perpetrators to justice. Senator Dan Hall, one of the sponsors of the resolution, while speaking on the Senate floor, said, "This resolution goes to the core of our society. This goes to the freedom of religion we have in America. And it is not just America that we care about. It is really the world we care about. Falun Gong practitioners have been persecuted. Their body parts have been taken from them to give and sell to others, some of them from America." Senator Hall said he was visited by the group from the Chinese consulate, who said they do not practice persecution and resent these allegations. He then pointed out, "We have enough people that have given enough evidence that these things are going on, and we need to stop it. America is the land of the free. In America, we believe in the freedom of religion, freedom of our bodies, and we should be a light shining against injustice wherever it is, any place in the world. We are a country that believes each one of us has a voice." Over the past two summers, Falun Gong practitioners collected more than 60,000 signatures in Minnesota, petitioning the UN Human Rights Commissioner to act on this issue. The resolution had strong bipartisan support in the Minnesota Senate and was passed unanimously.
Northern Ireland, petition signatures collected despite rain. Falun Gong practitioners in Northern Ireland held an activity at Arthur Square in downtown Belfast on May 21, 2016, to tell the public about the ancient Chinese cultivation practice and expose the brutal persecution of the practice in China. Although it rained, many people stopped by, talked to practitioners, and signed the petition to condemn the persecution. Some also asked for detailed information about practicing Falun Gong. A young Polish man was shocked upon hearing about the state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China and didn't understand why it happens in China. A practitioner explained to him that the Communist Party cannot tolerate the existence of a spiritual group which doesn't have its ideology. The man said that he understood because Poland was a communist country 20-some years ago, too. He encouraged practitioners to keep up the good work and signed the petition.
Twelve members of European Parliament issued declaration calling for investigation into forced organ harvesting in China. 12 members of the European Parliament recently issued a joint declaration requesting that the European Parliament investigate the illegal harvesting and trafficking of human organs by the Chinese communist regime. Belgian MEP Louis Mickel is one of the initiators of the declaration. His cabinet director said that the declaration is a strong voice against illegal organ transplantation and advocates an independent investigation in China. Organ harvesting is a key and sensitive issue, she said, because it is about human rights and human lives. Practitioners of Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, a cultivation practice persecuted in China since 1999, rallied in front of European Parliament in Brussels on May 25th and 26th to express support. The group exposed how the communist regime in China harvests organs from living practitioners imprisoned in China for their faith. The organs are used in transplants and sold for profit. In addition to condemning the persecution of Falun Gong, they asked members of the European Parliament to support this effort to bring further investigations into the Chinese regime's harvesting of organs from prisoners of conscience, including Falun Gong practitioners. The European Parliament passed a resolution in December 2013 calling on the Chinese regime to stop harvesting organs from living prisoners of conscience. The recent declaration, initiated by 12 MEPs from four political parties, calls on the EP to take further action and investigate the crime of organ harvesting in China. Once the declaration gains the support of more than half of the MEPs, it will become a resolution. Nick, a Falun Gong practitioner at the rally, said that they would continue to hold activities in front of the European Parliament until the declaration becomes a resolution. He believes that continuous efforts by people and leaders around the world are what's needed to end China's organ harvesting atrocities.
Finnish musician Anna Kokkonen talks about her song, The Golden Land. Anna Kokkonen, a Finnish singer and songwriter, released her debut album, Secret Garden, in 2014. Steps of Summer, a song from her second album, became a top hit in Finland last summer. Another of her songs, Golden Land, has a more somber topic, a human rights activist angle, dealing with the persecution of Falun Gong, the peaceful practice that has brought Anna herself much joy. Golden Land arose from her wish to write a song that encourages more people to light a candle in support of justice and to end the persecution in China. Courage to speak up for those persecuted. Surprisingly, Anna's music has also spread in China. To a Chinese listener, it is not only amazing to hear her voice, but also shocking to learn that she practices Falun Dafa. This cultivation practice gives her music an otherworldly timbre. Her song, The Golden Land, is about Falun Dafa, the traditional Chinese meditation practice whose followers are persecuted in China. Why does she bring up this topic, which is forbidden in China? What gives her the courage to shine the spotlight on this particular persecuted group? Anna answered these questions in a recent interview. Anna, 33, based in Helsinki, is a music teacher and singer-songwriter. She studied music in college and now owns a recording company. She writes and produces most of her music and has formed a band which performs regularly in live concerts. Stepping on the cultivation path. I started practicing Falun Dafa in 2006, she said. My then boyfriend, now my husband, always tried to persuade me to do yoga or other similar exercises with him, but I never was intrigued by it. While she was focusing on her work one day, her boyfriend went for a walk in the woods, where he saw a lady doing some kind of exercise. He became interested, and so he watched. And after the lady was done with her exercise, she told him that she cultivated in Falun Dafa. Anna said, as my boyfriend told me about it, my first reaction was, my goodness, that is exactly what I want. Since I started practicing Dafa, I have better control over my feelings and can attain inner peace. It gives me such great comfort, and my body feels light and as if it is floating. Respect for everyone's choice. She has learned to respect everyone's choice, but she feels a strong sense of responsibility. As she sees kind people being persecuted brutally in China for their peaceful practice of Falun Dafa, she is deeply saddened. A voice in her heart urges her to get involved and do something. Her inspiration for writing the song The Golden Land came from her wish to write a song that encourages more people to light a candle in support of justice and to end the persecution in China. When all people across the world have lit their candle, the whole world will be covered in a golden light.
Information about World Falun Dafa Day and lawsuits against Jiang Zemin appear in public places in China. In the run-up to this year's World Falun Dafa Day celebrations, Falun Dafa practitioners in China have been posting information in public places about the 17th anniversary of World Falun Dafa Day and updates about the lawsuits against Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese dictator who ordered the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. Posters were seen in northern China, Longku City, Shandong Province, Shenyang City, Liaoning Province, Jilin City, Jilin Province, Jingzhou County, Huaihua City, Hunan Province, and Tangshan City, Hebei Province.
From ridicule to respect, a change in Chinese tourists in Paris, France. Ms. Jun set up posters near the Eiffel Tower every day to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong by the communist regime in China. She comes across many tourists from China each day. Many of them, after talking to her, understand what the persecution is about and thank her for her efforts. Occasionally, some who had been misled by the Chinese regime's propaganda against Falun Gong would verbally abuse her. Ms. Jun remained calm and polite, and her friendly gestures softened their attitudes. They eventually listened to her and treated her with respect. From insults and ridicule to praise. Ms. Jun tried to talk to a group of Chinese tourists one day. They refused to listen, ridiculed her, and got on the bus. Before they left, Ms. Jun waved goodbye and said, "Stay safe. If you remember Falun Dafa is good, it will bring you and your family good fortune." The same group came back to the Eiffel Tower the next day, and Ms. Jun didn't hesitate to talk to them about Falun Gong again. One of them said to her, "You still want to talk with us? We made fun of you yesterday. Aren't you upset?" And she replied, "No, we practice truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I just wanted to let you know about the practitioners in China who are being persecuted." The tourists told her that they didn't think that she would be there because of what they did to her the day before. "When you told us to stay safe and wished us good fortune, after we got on the bus, we felt bad. We thought you, a Falun Gong practitioner, were quite awesome because you weren't angered by our words." Six of them listened to Ms. Jun and quit the Chinese Communist Party and its youth organizations to show their disapproval of the regime's decision to persecute Falun Gong. Chinese tourists defend Falun Gong. Another time, Ms. Jun tried to talk to a group of tourists about quitting the Chinese Communist Party in light of the crimes committed by the regime. One of them disputed, "We believe in the CCP. Why should we quit?" Ms. Jun explained to them that over 80 million Chinese people died unnatural deaths after the CCP took power in 1949 and said, "You don't want to be part of the CCP and devote your life to it, as you swore you would when you joined the party." When Ms. Jun talked about the self-immolation hoax on Tiananmen Square in 2001, a Chinese tourist interrupted her, "Please let me speak for you." The woman said, "As I repeatedly watched that so-called news in 2001, I suspected that it was staged by the CCP." She said she was a firefighter and said, "A fire blanket is so heavy that it couldn't have been thrown easily in the air before it landed on the person on fire. Also, the person couldn't have stayed sitting up if that heavy blanket landed on him. It would push him down. Thirdly, the blanket seemed to appear right after the person was done shouting. The perfect timing just made it seem rehearsed. I couldn't convince myself that things just happened that way. The CCP staged it to frame Falun Gong." Ms. Jun agreed and added, "Exactly. Also his hair, and the plastic bottle in his lap remained untouched, but his face and clothes were badly burned after the fire was put out. It was not possible." At that moment, other tourists told Ms. Jun that they were convinced. About 20 of them quit the CCP and its youth organizations.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.